Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. This is our second hour. We do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, starting your day in a positive way, waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you? We have a great show for you today. We've got Norm Hall in our studio with us. Welcome, Norm.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. And he's going to be talking about the 2015 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. We've been talking about it in our first show. And, of course, we've got tickets for you. We are so excited. It's going to be Saturday or Sunday and or both, right? And that's August 22nd and 23rd. And we are so excited to be a part of it again this year. And, again, then we're going to be talking with Daniel Lessler, and we're going to be talking about he is a conductor from Rubicon Theater, kind of like behind the scenes. I love that. So we're excited to be talking with Daniel. And then of course, also we have tickets to the West Side Story. We've been giving them out, and this is going to be I just love all their shows there.
Rubicon has a great They have great shows.
Yeah, every show gets better. I love it. So, and lastly, we're going to be talking with Barbara Grabstein, and we're going to be talking about healing headbands. So again, you've tuned into the Kim Pagano Show. We've got lots of things that we're giving away here. I do want to have you write down our phone number, 805-419-0008. I want to just start off with a little bit of motivation. I can't even say the word right now. The ultimate list: get more sleep, drink more water, get more exercise, read more, get more organized, clean more often, explore more, relax more, have more patience, forget doing more, just try your best. Really, that's what I try to tell my kids, is just do your best, right? If you're doing your best, it's all good.
Then nothing else really matters.
There you go. Tom, you want to talk about all of our amazing giveaways?
Great prizes, starting with the restaurants. We have $25 gift certificates to the Lazy Dog Cafe, Famous Dave's, along with BJ's Restaurant, Lure Fish House, and Paul Martin's. We also have a breakfast, Pete's Breakfast House. And you can go to the Midtown Cafe, along with a free kids meal at The Habit. Some of the fun things to do: Ventura County Fair. It's in full swing. Leanne Rhymes tonight. We have pairs of tickets for the fair. August 6th through the 15th, it's the educational program West Side Story at the Rubicon Theater. Also, surf and suds and beer and all that. And that's on the 15th of August. And that is going on, and that'll be in Carpinteria. Paseo Camarillo Cinemas is Laughing Out Loud again. Comedy night there, August 19th, featuring Jason Love. We go to the Wings Over Camarillo. We'll be chatting about that in just moments, and we have passes for the best air show you can get in Southern California. In Thousand Oaks, it's the 4th annual Brewfest presented by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, 4 to 8 o'clock, August 27th. Two big shows, Chris Isaak, August 13th, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and then the Beach Boys, September 25th. Two great shows.
Can't wait to all those
shows coming up.
There you go. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, that's just another chance to win right there. We give lots of stuff away on there. And, again, the fair is in full swing. So I'm just going to start off with a couple pairs of tickets to the fair. And call in right now at 805-419-0008-419-0008. Also, we've got the Chowder Fest tonight, and we just heard all about that from Julia. And it's going to be all about the best chowder, but not only that, it's really about Channel Islands Maritime Museum. And that's tonight from 4 to 8:30, and then, of course, the movie after that. And just a perfect place to bring your kids and really just be able to vote on your own favorite chowders. So also, I'm just going to throw like all these great prizes right out there. So definitely write down this phone number, 805-419-0008-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. But we've got tickets for the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, and that is August 22nd and 23rd. And we've got tickets. I'm going to throw a pair of tickets out right now, 805-419-0008-419-0008. Welcome, Norm Hall. How are you?
Well, good morning.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, or I should say good afternoon. What a month. August has so many things going on here. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And if you could go to every one of them, and we know everybody can't do that, pick Wings Over Camarillo.
I love it. You're not partial, are you?
Oh, no, not too much. Not so you'd notice.
So, Norm, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and what your responsibility is at the air show.
Well, I'm a longtime pilot and supporter of the air show. I was assigned here. I worked with the Department of Justice and flew for 17 years here in the local area. And I've been involved for about 26 years with the Experimental Aircraft Association. And I'm a good friend of the Commemorative Air Force folks over there also. And this is about 36 years now we've had this air show. Started out as a little fly-in and a pancake breakfast, and now we have a major
event. Huge. Wow. It's huge.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I was in... I watched the Blue Angels.
I was just going to ask about the Blue Angels.
Yeah, and
Unfortunately, our airspace is quite small, so we're unable to have that. But Point Magoo, and I'll give them a plug, is having their air show in October this year, and the Blue Angels are scheduled to be there.
You know, it just was something that I was, you know, I mean, it's an awe, right? You're just... Are they the fastest? Is that why? Or what's the difference?
No, they're just a highly skilled, exceptional formation flight group. And they do everything in formation outside of their two solo acts. And they're absolutely amazing.
God. But tell us what we'll see at your air show.
Yeah, no.
Well, we're going to see some formation acts there also.
I've been there like the last 3-4 years. How long? What is this one now?
Oh, this is the, I believe, the 36th.
Oh, my
annual.
God. 36. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. We have more of a bent towards the World War II aircraft and the old aircraft with experimentals and other aircraft coming in. And our headliner this year, as far as aircraft is concerned, is we have the MV-22 Osprey, and that's a United States Marine Corps tilt rotor aircraft. And this is one of the latest innovations for the U.S. Marines. It's seeing duty in Iraq, Afghanistan right now, and it incorporates the capabilities of a helicopter, and then the rotors can tilt forward, and it becomes an airplane, so it becomes very fast, and it can haul troops and materials and a lot of things. It's a fantastic aircraft, and they only are allowed 5 demonstrations throughout the whole United States this year, and we're very fortunate that we're one of them.
How exciting. Right here in Camarillo. I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking about one of these Brighter Side events right now, and there's so much to learn. I mean, I love that part about it. So tell us, one, okay, we already said that basically it's August 22nd and 23rd. What are we going to find on Saturday that, as opposed to Sunday, or do we see the same thing, or
and
how does that work?
When will we have the pancake breakfast?
I can see somebody working there right now.
Yeah.
The pancake breakfast, to answer your last question first, is each morning, and they open, I believe, at 7 o'clock, and they run till about noon. And for $3, you get a great pancake breakfast and bacon or sausage, juice, coffee, that type of thing. And you never know who you're going to rub shoulders with there.
I love it. That's
you know,
great.
It might even, you guys might even be there. People might recognize you. You know, you never know.
There you go.
Yeah, and the show, both days, they never run the same. We have, of course, the basic plan is the same, and the basic acts are the same. But that's subject to pilots becoming ill or something, or mechanical breakdowns in equipment or aircraft and that type of thing. But it'll be very good. And this year, I really want to stress that folks need to come and see this gentleman. It's Chuck Aaron. He flies the Red Bull helicopter and does aerobatics. He's the only one in the United States licensed to do that. And Tom knows. He's over there showing me maneuvers with his hands. And Chuck is retiring this year.
Oh,
he's
so
been
this
doing
is going to be the last
10
one.
Years.
So is he the headliner?
Yes, basically he is our aerobatic headliner, followed closely by Vicky Benzine, who flies an extra 300, a purple aircraft. She is just absolutely phenomenal. And then we have a local 99 from Santa Paula, Judy Phelps, who is a nationally recognized instructor. And she will be performing in a Pitts aircraft. So there are three really,
that
really
is
superior acts.
I love it. I love it. Again, if anybody's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Norm Hall. We're talking about the 2015 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And I know we need to take a really quick break. Norm, stay with us because we're going to find out a little more detail. Again, let's get some tickets out there to all of our listeners. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got tickets for you, and you can use them on either August 22nd or 23rd. And again, we want you out there. This is going to be so much fun. I know you want to
I want to remind everyone of my favorite restaurant, Mission Oaks Cafe. They have so many great things running this summer. They've got Tamale Tuesdays, Build-A-Burger, Ribeye Fridays. Check them out this weekend. They've got live music, a full bar. Great place to go for a summer dinner, sit outside. Mission Oaks Cafe, check them out right here. The phone number is 482-1022 to make a reservation, or visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
There you go. In fact, you know what? I'm going to throw a gift certificate in with that.
There you go.
There you go. And that's to Mission Oaks Cafe. We've got a gift certificate for you out there, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. We've got a full studio, and Daniel Lessler, right? Lessler just walked in. I am so excited also to talk to him. He's going to be talking about West Side Story over at Rubicon. And of course, we've got tickets for you, but you're actually like the conductor. We're going to find out a little more about that. I'm excited. Do you tell everybody? Maybe you can start conducting in here a little bit.
That's right. So we don't interrupt
each other. So anyways, all right. Well, we've got Norm Hall, and we're talking about we've got giveaways. We've got so many things we're giving away here, but we're talking about Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And so what is your favorite thing that we should share with everybody? I mean, there's so many different elements to the show, but...
Well, that's me flying in the show.
I love it.
There's so many things, and those of us involved in aviation know the backgrounds, and we get to see the behind the scenes. And it's so much work by so many people that, the whole show is my favorite thing. And we have a veterans booth, and that's probably one of my most favorite things. We've had so many wonderful World War II veterans in there, pilots and crew for the most part, because we can't put every veteran in there from every branch of the service. But we have those, and they are just phenomenal people, and it's well worth the time to come by and say hello, because they are passing away at a high rate. And we've lost about 7 or 8 of our veterans who attend our show here in the last year and a half. And it's a great place to go.
And so they're accessible if you came down, your kids can
meet them. Yeah, there's signs right there. You can walk in, take pictures, talk to them, shake their hands, tell stories. They're great. They love that, and it's really something. And we have the art gallery from Ojai with the very famous artist, Robert Taylor. And the booth is outlined with his huge pictures and everything. You can go and view those if you're interested. You can order some or even buy some prints there. So it's really a spectacular booth.
And you get to go in the planes, right? Do you get to go in some of them?
Some of the airplanes, yes. We should have some C-130s there from Point Magoo from the Air Guard base, and you can go in and tour those. We'll have an E-2 Greyhound from Point Magoo, and I think you can get in there and take a look at that. That's the one with the pancake on top of it. Yeah, it's a radar control aircraft.
I love to get close up to an airplane because it's amazing how big they are.
Yeah, you don't think about that when
you're... You get on it with your luggage and you sit down and you take off. But when you're walking around on the outside of it, just the massive size of them.
They are. And then we have very small airplanes. My personal airplane is a small airplane. And you can go from huge to small and back again. Uh-huh. But that doesn't mean they're unsafe. Doesn't mean they don't perform very well. And they're fascinating instruments that we utilize today.
Norm, how long have you been flying?
I've been flying since 1980.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And was that one of your passions? Did you always know you wanted to fly?
The first thing I remember is my dad taking me out to our crop duster at home. And then I got a ride, and I must have been about 8 years old, somewhere in there. And I never flew again until I was early 30s.
Really?
And then it took off, and then that was part of my work in my career afterwards.
I know that a lot of the proceeds from this actually go to the Boy Scouts, correct?
That's correct. I have about 6 places here, and quickly I'll let you know that's the Boy Scouts and the Sheriff Explorers, and then we get the Ventura Military Explorers, which is the search and rescue group, which is very important, and the Point Magoo Trident Explorers, they're the Navy explorers. And then the Ventura County 99s, which is the Women's Pilot Association, started by Amelia Earhart.
Oh, wow.
And then we have the Commemorative Air Force, the Southern California chapter right here in Camarillo, and Chapter 723 of the Experimental Aircraft Association.
Such right history, yes, right there. I love that.
Yeah, last year we were very fortunate. We had a very good year, and we were able to give out somewhere in the neighborhood of $85,000.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Keith was telling me that, yeah.
Split between these groups.
Wow, let's do it again this year. Let's beat that. Tell us about the VIP chalet tent.
We have a chalet tent. The tickets are $80, but boy, you get special treatment right on the flight line in a tent. You get food, you get drinks, you get VIP treatment.
And that's awesome.
It's a great place to go. And if you're interested in those tickets, you need to get on wingsovercamarillo.com. And go in there, follow the prompts, and it will take care of that. I have one request, if I could use
it. Please.
We are short 4 tractors this year to pull our trailers that we bring people in from the parking lots with. So if anybody listening to us would be interested in donating their tractor and coming in, joining us in the air show, we would certainly entertain that thought.
I might that have really somebody fun. For you. Actually, okay, let me put it out to a couple people.
All right,
yeah.
That'd be helpful.
Okay.
We do have a group that nobody knows about too much. We have a group of reenactors, and these are people who dress up in the military garb that was current during World War II. And we're celebrating the end of World War II, the 70th anniversary of World War II. So that's going to be really a cool thing here.
Wow. The museum's always open too, isn't it?
Yes.
We didn't really talk about that. I actually went to the Cancer Gala last year, and mm-hmm.
it was there.
And some of the reenactment was amazing.
I don't think that they're going to have the museum open during the air show because it's a very...
Such a different,
animal there. But they're open every day but Monday. 24/7, and of course the major holidays, so it's a good place to come and visit.
Anybody just joining us right now, one, I'm so glad that you are here. You're starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking about Wings Over Camarillo with Norm Hall. Norm, what time does it start on Saturday?
Gates open at 9 o'clock, flying starts at noon. And before that, we have a car show, and we'll have a big parade, and we'll have 50, 60 antique cars.
Wow.
So you want to come and see
really
that, and
day.
That'll be neat. And hopefully we might, and we don't know this for sure yet, have the Goodyear blimp do a flyby, and that's one you don't want to miss. You have to blink very quickly to see it.
Really? Not. <it's,
laughs> you get that. It's very slow,
yes,
but it is so neat. And with the Coast Guard is playing on a flyby with one of
very
their
cool.
helicopters, if we can get that worked out. And so there's something for everybody. Lots of kids activities. So it's a family event.
I love it.
Feel
Absolutely.
Free to
I
come.
I love it. So much fun. On Sunday, same time, 9 o'clock?
Same time, 9 o'clock. And tickets, you can buy them at the gate. They're $15. Hard to beat that for an all-day event.
So
and
much
we have
to do
food
there.
Vendors there to die for. And there's other hard good vendors. You can get hats and sunglasses, T-shirts. I mean, a myriad of things there.
Yeah. VIP tickets, again, $85?
$80. Get them online.
And is there food inside there?
Yes. Free food. That's always good.
I know. Right, there you go. Yeah.
That's what makes VIP worth
And drink, adult drinks, okay. and regular
and
drinks.
And then can you watch the show from in there?
Right on the flight line.
Show. Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. I am so excited. Again, 2015 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. Norm Hall, always a pleasure. And thank you so much for your passion. I love when we bring passion into this. You know, that's what I'm just passionate about it. And I love dealing with other passionate people. This is going to definitely be a weekend that you are not going to want to miss. And God, go get your VIP tickets.
I don't know why I'm so surprised than the women flying the plane.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Last year we had her on here.
A lot of women fly, yes. The unfortunate thing is I don't get to see the show too much because I'm working.
There you go.
So it's
I'll tell you all about it,
advantage.
Norm. Don't worry, okay?
You'll have
all
the
right.
Advantage.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you
so much, Norm. All right, our next guest, Daniel Lessler from Rubicon Theater, West Side Story is what we're going to be talking about. And of course, we've got tickets for you. How about a pair of tickets right now? 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holtz is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. This has been a great show, hasn't it?
It's been a really great show. I love talking to people that, you know, from different generations. They're so passionate, and they're so full of life and so vibrant.
God, I know, and they have, like, these amazing memories, and, you know, it's so much fun. All right, in our studio now, we have Daniel Lessler from Rubicon. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Yeah, we're really excited. He is the conductor over there. And of course, West Side Story right now is going on there. But not only West Side Story. I mean, I'm just telling you, you need to sign up for their series of all their stuff. We are a huge contributor and sponsor over there. And I love what you guys do. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what you do. He's got these tabs.
I think I need to take a picture of that too
and put that on Facebook too. I do want to remind everybody that today we do have our recovery show. That is The Brighter Side of Recovery. And that, of course, is sponsored by SOBA Recovery Center. And we're going to be talking with Alan McDougall about his book, Breaking Through, Discovering the Riches Within, and also Dr. Joseph Nowinski about Almost Alcoholic. And I want to say is it's really about waking up from anything you're going through in life. And so definitely join us from 2 to 3. I also want to remind you that we are here starting our day at 6 o'clock in the morning. And again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and sign up to win on Facebook. We've got so many things that we're helping to promote and be a part of. And I know we're going to be giving away another set of tickets to West Side Story. Let's do that right now. The phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, let's do another set of tickets to the county fair, Ventura County Fair. That's going on till the 16th. And tonight is
Leanne Rimes. But check out the calendar because there's so many things going on every night.
Just kind of give a little rundown.
Tonight, there's Leanne Rimes is performing. Kevin Costner and Modern West will be there on the 10th. Shaka Khan will be there on the 11th. Salt and Peppa will be there on the 14th. And then also the rodeo on the 15th and the 16th. That's really fun, too. I mean, if you haven't been to a real fair, rodeo at the fair. You've got to check that out. It's
there
a
you
lot
go.
Of fun.
There you go. Also, so we've got tickets for the Ventura County Fair. Get down there. I'm telling you, it's going to be something so much fun. They call it a county fair with ocean air. Can't get any better and can't get any
Absolutely
closer.
Not.
It's right there. Also, August 15th, we've got Surf and Suds Beer Festival in Carpinteria. And we've got tickets for that. Let's give a pair of tickets right now for that. That's 11:30 to 5, and that's August 15th. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Daniel, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing beautifully this morning. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with Rubicon?
This is actually my first ever appearance with Rubicon.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'm a newbie.
Oh, I love that. So what have you been doing?
I just graduated from USC with my undergraduate about a year ago, and in the past year I've been doing a lot of teaching, both privately for piano. I've been conducting a number of youth choirs in the area, a Jewish choir out in Los Angeles,
nice.
And a youth orchestra out in the valley in Pacoima.
Very
oh,
cool.
Wow.
So how hard is it? I wish we were live, like in the
know,
point
so
that
could
we could.
So, well, let's just tell everyone. So this is the script of West Side Story.
Not the script. This is what's called the score.
The score.
And so, I mean,
okay.
you do get some elements of the script in here. You do get some of the lines, some of the
okay.
cues. But this is what I'm conducting from. So this is all of the lyrics and all of the different instruments, what they are playing and when they're playing it.
Oh, wow.
There is like 50 little tabs. I was trying
mm-hmm.
to count them.
And so why do you have the tabs? What are those?
Tabs are each individual number. And so
okay.
if you flip to one page, you'll get Something's Coming, the chase scene. So this is a transition in between scene changes. And this will hop in immediately following the actual number so that there's this really smooth transition and it's just a constant flow.
So you have to be paying attention all the time. You can't sort of drift off.
Obviously, we couldn't be doing this, right?
Last night, we had our first full run-through.
Yes.
And at
one
point... Oh, it was fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, and really smooth. Everything very tight. And actually, in the audience, we had one of the original cast members from the 1957 Broadway production, a woman by the name of Julie McLeod. And she was very, very complimentary. In fact, she said that one or two of the numbers were the best that she had ever heard, including the original. So we're obviously doing something right.
Yeah, Rubicon does everything right.
Yes.
I have to tell you, not only do they do amazing shows, but they have amazing people.
Oh, I mean, Brian and Miriam, I am beyond fortunate to work with
these
people.
It's funny, every time Brian comes in here, he's like, you always just say that. I really mean it.
No,
when you watch
Brian.
People that are so passionate and you work together with those kind of people, because I try to go to every show. I love that. It's you could see the passion that people put into it.
Yeah, this is absolutely true.
Yeah, so this is amazing for you to be there.
But you're talking about earlier the transitions in between movements and not having a moment to take a breath. Last night in our run through, we're actually, the musicians are all below the stage.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting a little hot down there in a pretty close quarters. And so I go to wipe some sweat off my brow and, oh, nope, time to go into the next, next
no
moment.
Yeah, no time for,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, tell us a little bit about,
how did you become
West
a
Side.
Conductor before? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine. So, originally I'm a pianist and I've been playing piano since I'm about 4 years old.
Okay.
And had a wonderful teacher out here in the Camry area by the name of Peter Yazbek.
Oh.
And he got me all the way up until college. And that's pretty unusual to stay with a teacher that long.
Did you ever see, I think it was two pianos, four hands?
Two pianos, four hands,
uh-huh.
absolutely.
Okay.
So and a lot of
that
resonates.
Okay,
yeah. I've
yeah.
got a lot of similar experiences.
Oh my God, another amazing show there. So, you know, where it's like, Mom, do I have to? Did you ever feel like that?
Oh, absolutely. There are times where my parents had to bribe me to practice. There were times when I was going to quit, and my parents said, no, just stick with it until the end of high school.
Are you glad you did?
Uh-huh. Oh, my God, yes. Because
See?
Now...
Okay, I mean, true? As parents, right? That's a huge thing.
Now I get to make a living, and a good living, making music, and I pinch myself each day.
Like, is this real? I'm doing what I love.
Exactly.
I have to say, I always think of a conductor as an older position.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very impressed
yeah.
that you're so young
yeah.
and you're already living your dream and
How
your
old
passion.
Are you?
I'm 24.
God, I love that. That's awesome.
And I am a young conductor, and there are certain challenges that come with that because a number of the people in the ensemble that I'm conducting are senior musicians who grew up with this music, and so they come into the rehearsal and they really are authorities on this music. But it's my job to be the authority on this music and to be able to say, no, this is how it goes. This is what we're doing.
Is that hard for you?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
I love because you said it's my job. That's right. It's your job. Mm-hmm. Okay, they could tell you one thing, but it's your job. It's going to fall back on you no matter what.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it falls apart, that's on me.
Yeah.
And to bring everybody together into one cohesive interpretation, that's also my job.
Wow, what a skill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
But
yeah.
You're asking how I became a conductor.
Yes.
So I started off as a pianist, got off to college at USC, and I had known for a while that piano wasn't enough, that I wanted something else in addition to. And so I double majored in composition. And that also wasn't a right fit for me. I didn't like most of the pieces that I was writing. And so I took some time off to figure out what I really wanted to do and sort of where my natural passions and talents in either field of both piano and composition lie. And in piano, that was teaching. I've been teaching piano since I'm about 13. And in composition, it was the orchestrational aspect of taking this material and then distributing it amongst all of these wonderful colors and instruments and timbres. And I sort of had a light bulb moment as I was camping out the back of my car in Zion, Utah, sort of my existentialist period.
Zen.
Very much so. Okay, very much so. And actually, that eventually did lead to Zen Buddhism.
Okay.
But anyways, light bulb moment. Oh, conducting. That'll allow me to teach. That'll allow me to work with an orchestra. That'll allow me to use the piano as a tool, because when you're studying this music, you're looking at the score and you're reading it from a piano. That's sort of your typewriter. And it's how you realize and you study this music. And so it allowed me to coalesce all of these different things and then use them. And once I started conducting, I just fell in love with it. And it was the most exhilarating thing I'd ever done.
I think you found your gift.
I would say.
I really do.
Absolutely.
I think, and I love that. And we talk about that a lot on our show. If you're loving what you're doing, you're not really working.
No, never seems like work.
Yeah, and that is so cool. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Daniel Lessler. We're talking about the conductor right here, okay, of West Side Story, Rubicon. Are you going to be the only one for West Side, or do you do others there, or how does that work?
So this is my only engagement at the Rubicon, and it's actually the first musical that I've ever conducted.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. Wow. And now tell us about the band, okay?
So the band is comprised of, I'd say, about a 70-30 split between professionals and students, as opposed to the actors, singers, dancers, all of whom are triple threat. They all act, they all sing, they all dance. It's really amazing. And they all do so at a very professional level. They're all students. And probably the reason for having some more pros in the orchestra, in the band, is that the music is fiendishly difficult. I mean, it's hard enough for the singers, but this music, it's probably the most difficult musical there is in the repertoire.
Wow, wow, I love it. I do want to remind everybody that it is going on till the 15th, and it's an educational program. Mm-hmm. It's a West Side Story presented by Rubicon, and it's the award-winning adaptation of the classic romantic tragedy Romeo and Juliet, correct?
That's right.
And now, are there's some students and some, right? I mean, is that what it's all?
Oh, all of the singers, dancers, actors are students.
They're
so everyone you see on stage is a young person, except for the three adult roles, Officer Krupke, Lieutenant Schreck, and Doc. And the three adults are exceptional actors, obviously. They've got a number of years under their belt.
Are you impressed by everybody?
Beyond impressed.
I could tell.
I went into a run-through in a dance studio outside the Rubicon to just sort of get a sense of the pacing of the show, where the music needed to come in. And it was my first time seeing the dancers, singers, actors. And they went through the first act, and there was such tension and animosity because it's these two rival gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, taken off of Shakespeare's Montagues and Capulets. And they created such hatred of one another, sort of this senseless, violent hatred of these two rival gangs. And then they went to intermission, and then they went into the back of the studio, and then they're hugging each other and laughing and joking, and it was surreal to me.
Kind of like my kids.
It was otherworldly, and I told them, I forgot that you were friends and that you liked each other. They are so convincing. They are so convincing.
I love that. Daniel, give us one thing. Well, what are your thoughts on the songs and the numbers in it?
Oh, every single song is a gem. There's not one low point in the show. There are a number of musicals where it reaches sort of a dull moment and it gets a little boring. This, from the very beginning, is like lightning.
Can't wait to see it.
You're really in for a treat, and for so many reasons. I mean, I do have some favorite numbers. Something's Coming, which is one of the early numbers. Officer Krupke, which is at the very end, which is a very interesting one because on the outside, it looks very comedic and tongue-in-cheek and slapstick, but it's actually talking about sort of the broken homes and the really difficult upbringings that these kids had, and that's why they end up on the streets in these gangs. But they present it in such a sort of a black comedy, funny way, and all of the songs have sort of this complexity to them. They're not so obvious, they're not so easy, and the issues that these songs grapple with are extremely relevant today. I mean, the thing was written in 1956-57, but it is still so relevant, and the music is still so fresh and exciting and fun and funky and danceable.
I love it.
Yeah. I love your passion for all this. I'm telling you.
No,
just with all the kids going off to school, are your parents so impressed that you followed your passion and you were able to make this your job?
Of course. I mean, I'm pinching myself, and they probably are too. And there really has to be sort of this holy trinity for an artist or a musician. You need the talent, and that's something that you can't really control. And you can get a long ways either with talent or without. I've met a number of musicians who get there solely on grit, but they're sort of missing that inner spark. And I've met the vice versa. You need the teacher.
Daniel,
yeah.
I want to stay with you.
Oh, please.
Because we need to take a really quick break. And let's give away another pair of tickets, and that is to the Rubicon, the West Side Story. Also, at the same time, I've got a pair of tickets to the Chowder Fest, and that is tonight, and that is 4 to 8. We've got food and drink, and that is at the Channel Islands Maritime Museum. And I'd love you to get on over there to enjoy that, too. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
The DeVault Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you again for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 with two completely different shows. And then again, from 2 to 3, we have our Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, all of our shows, we love to give away all these great things that are going on in the 805. And, of course, great restaurants. And how about, a gift certificate right now to Famous Dave's, 805-419-0008. Call us, leave us your name and your number. Also, we've got, I'm going to throw another pair of tickets. How about Surf and Suds Beer Festival in Carpinteria? And that is August 15th, 11:30 to 5. We've got tickets to you for you right now. Call in. And so we can definitely get these to you. We're talking right now with Daniel Lessler, and we're talking about Rubicon Theater, and we're talking about West Side Story. And I love your passion. We're definitely going to have you back. How long does it, it's there till the 16th or the 15th, right?
Yeah.
What are, do you know the times or?
Yeah, the evening shows, which run starting tonight is opening night. The evening shows are all at 7 o'clock, and the show runs approximately 2.5 hours, including intermission. And then the matinee shows that we have, which take place on Saturday and Sunday, are at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm telling you, it's just, it's like a quaint little theater, and we're so excited to be a part of it and to share that with everybody. Can you give out the website for them? Do you know that?
Sure. Okay. I believe that is www.rubicontheatre, spelt with the British spelling theatre.org.
That's so true. You're absolutely right. All right. Daniel Lessler, where do we find out more about you?
I've actually got a website, and ooh, that is Daniel, typical spelling, Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, Lessler, L-E-S-S-L-E-R.com.
Right. And we want to mention that you are from here. You're from the,
I am, yeah.
Somas, you said?
From Somas, yeah. Okay. Born and raised there. Went kindergarten through eighth grade to Mesa Union out in the Lemon Orchard, and then high school at Rio Mesa in the Strawberry Grove. Or
that's
Strawberry
terrific.
Field, rather.
And now you're back. I mean, following your passion. That's amazing.
It's kind of like that full circle, right? I love it. Daniel, you're welcome to stay with us.
Sure.
And we're going to talk with Barbara Grapstein right now. And her her passion is healing headbands. And that's kind of like her mission. Barbara, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Barbara.
Well, I have a program called the Healing Headbands Project that I started. It's a nonprofit.
Okay.
And what I do, basically, is the program is Laugh, Create, Heal.
Mm, okay, that's cool. And now, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you start that, and who are you?
Okay, well, I'm a laughter leader. I'm a certified laughter leader and a certified laughter yoga leader. And I got my training through the World Laughter Tour out of Ohio. And I call myself a global laughter ambassador because I've been able to travel the world and have met many laughter ambassadors, visionaries as myself, to find out what laughing exercises are better than others in other parts of the world.
You know, what's interesting, and first of all, laughter is like the best medicine, isn't it?
Yes, next to chicken soup.
Jewish chicken soup on top of that, right? I love it.
Right.
Question is, but you know, there's people that do kind of have like a nervous laugh. Have you ever met somebody that has a nervous laugh? What does that tell about that person?
That they're uncomfortable about a situation or they're unsure of themselves in wherever they are. So,
and yeah,
I love a deep, hearty laugh.
Oh, that's
my favorite. Like a belly laugh. I love that.
Those are the best. Those
now, the is there, I mean, I, it's funny. I wonder if there's like the language of laugh.
That's,
is
oh, there, I'm is sure. There,
I'm sorry, what was that?
The language of laugh. Is there such a thing as the language of laugh? Can you tell laughter from different people?
Well, it's universal. So it really doesn't matter where you're from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a smile. It, you know, you see someone smile, you don't, and you can look at a person's skin and you'll think, well, they're from somewhere. But when you hear people laugh, you really want to be in that, in their little group, because it sounds so good. So
right,
healthy.
Right.
But it's universal. So it doesn't matter if you're French or German or
well,
Scandinavian.
Yeah, it's an unconditional. You walk in and if somebody smiles to you, you don't have to know what language they're speaking. It's just everybody gets it, correct?
Correct, correct. It's a social lubricant.
Yeah.
So smiling as well as laughter.
I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that I'm so glad that you are here, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Barbara Grapstein. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Daniel and Tom. And let's just give something away, because I know that we're almost to the end of our show, and I just want to make sure we got all those callers coming in. We've got actually August 19th, Paseo Camarillo Cinema presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy, and featuring Jason Lav. I'm telling you, it's always fun talking about laughing. Oh, hello.
He's
I
great.
Didn't even get that, you
know
but
right?
But I would love to have anybody call in right now, 805-419-0008. The thing I love about our show is we want to welcome everybody's call. So we have tons of things that we're giving away. So we would love to just hear from all of you. We're talking with Barbara Grapstein. What is the mission of Healing Headbands?
Yes, tell us what the headbands are all about.
Okay, well, the mission is, our message is that we want to heal the world to help those with illness feel better. So what we do is, I've been going to various hospitals and builders clubs, and next week I'm going to St. Jude's, which is really amazing. And what I do is I work with the patients, and we laugh. And then they sit down and they paint. But what they paint from the laughter, what they, the excitement and the enthusiasm that has come from them is unbelievable. And then their artwork becomes a wearable piece of art that only they have created. And the amazing part about it is that the fabric is sun safe. So imagine being bald or even going through the hospital, going through whatever treatment you're going through, whether it be cancer or anything else. Once you leave the place, you can go outside and golf and garden or even sleep in a hammock and know that your head is safe from the sun's elements, because the fabric has a very high UV component to it. And the fabric is as soft as a baby's behind.
Wow. So just, do you make these?
That's amazing. And yes, so the children create this artwork. And then the artwork becomes this wearable piece of design.
Hmm.
And no one else has it. No one else has this. I'm trademarked. I'm registered. And it's the Healing Headbands Project. It's a nonprofit. We're in New York. We're in Seacliff, New York. And if you want information, I can certainly do that at the end of the show if you'd like.
Are the headbands for children to wear? Or are they for adults? Or are they for either?
For everybody.
For everybody.
Wow, that's interesting. What was your passion behind coming up with that?
Well, one, I'm a mother, and I always wore headbands growing up. And one day, I went to visit my daughter, who was in Central America, and I was in a marketplace, and I saw headbands unlike anything I'd ever seen before. Not like what I grew up wearing, and certainly nothing like what I've created. But it was designed in a way where it opened up like a bandana. And it made me thinking, what would happen if this could be something for, children who are going through cancer? And so I did my research, and I found this fabric, and by hook or by crook, I created this program.
I love it.
Amazing, especially for people who are going through something so hard, to have something nice to look at like that, that tells a story.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, Barbara, we're almost at the end of our show, but I wanted to ask you, just why is laughter so important in our life?
Oh, because one, we don't do it enough, and we're so stressed.
I think we should like pencil it in our book, you know, our appointment right. book. You know, it's time to laugh, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a release. It's the best release. I mean, people can cry, but sometimes their tears turn into laughter. It's just, it feels so wonderful.
Yeah, I love that. We're going to have you back because there's so much more. But do you have any tips on trying to laugh, to heal?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
Give us a couple tips.
Oh, well, I usually say to people, you know, like, if I see a bus going by, I wave to complete strangers. And they'll look at you kind of strange, but it makes you want to laugh.
Hmm. I used to have a girlfriend in school. She would make these, you know, her dog was Winnie. I don't even know what kind of dog it was, but she'd make these faces in class. She would make them at me and then look away like normal. Oh, my God. I would be dying laughing. And the teacher would look at me like, seriously, Kim? And I'd be like, and I look at her and she's like, what's wrong with you? You know, like, oh, talk about, you know. So, but she always made me laugh and it was so much fun. I love having people in my life that really lift my life up and make us, you know, just it brings happiness to our world. And where can we find out more about you, Barbara?
Sorry, one more time. I'm sorry.
Where can we find out more about you?
Okay, yes. I have a website. It's not up yet, but it will be up soon. And it will be healingheadbands.com.
Okay.
And you can email me at info@healingheadbands.com. We're on Facebook.
Okay.
We're on Twitter at healingheadbands.
Okay.
Spelled all the way out.
Like our show, and so I can share you with everybody, Barbara, on Facebook. Okay.
One more time. I'm so
like
sorry.
Our show so I can share you with everybody on Facebook.
I certainly have.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank
Twitter,
you so much, Barbara. We are at the end of our show. Daniel, thank you so much. Jennifer,
thank you.
Tom.
Thank
remember,
you.
We have our show from 2 to 3. And, of course, I want to end this show with a moment of happiness. Pleasure in the job puts perfection in the work. Love what you do. That's what it's all about. If you don't love what you do, find something. Don't be afraid to make that change in your life and make sure that you're living the life that you dreamed of. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a really great week and follow us on Facebook and Twitter and download our podcast. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.